How are you doing?
How do you think I'm doing?
I don't know what happened.
Oh, I do. Your furry friend thought he'd make a buck or two telling the papers where I was.
That's not true.
Really? The entire British press got up this morning and thought, I know where Anna Scott is. She's in that house with the blue door in Notting Hill. And then you go out in your goddamn underwear.
I went out in my goddamn underwear, too.
Get out.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Such an unbelievable mess. I come to you to protect myself against more crappy gossip, and now I've just landed in it all over again. I mean, for God's sake, I've got a boyfriend.
You have?
Well, as far as they're concerned, I do. Yes. And now, tomorrow, there'll be pictures of you in every newspaper from here to Timbuktu.
No, I know that, but let's stay calm.
No, you can stay calm.
Right.
All right, this is a perfect situation for you, isn't it? Minimum input, maximum publicity. Everywhere you go, people will say, oh, well done you. You slept with that actress. We saw the pictures.
That is spectacularly unfair.
It's yours. Who knows, maybe it'll even help business. Buy a boring book about Egypt from the guy that screwed Anna Scott.
Now, stop. Stop. I beg you. Calm down. Yeah, have a cup of tea.
I don't want a goddamn cup of tea. I just want to go home.
Spike, see who that is, and put some clothes on for God's sake. Looks like a chauffeur to me.
Spike owes you an expensive dinner or holiday, depending if he's got the brains to get the going rate on the trail.
That is not true. Wait a minute. This is crazy behavior. Can't we just laugh about all this? Seriously, in the huge sweep of things, this stuff doesn't matter.
What he's going to say next is there's people starving in the Sudan.
Well, there are, and we don't have to go anywhere near that far. My best friend slipped. She slipped downstairs, cracked her back, and she's in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. You know, all I'm asking for is a normal amount of perspective.
You're right. Of course, you're right. It's just that I've dealt with this garbage for 10 years. You've had it for 10 minutes. Our perspectives are very different.
I mean, today's newspapers will be lining tomorrow's waste paper bin.
Excuse me?
Well, you know, it's just one day. Tomorrow, today's papers will all have been thrown out.
You really don't get it. This story will be filed. Every time anyone writes anything about me, they'll dig up these photos. Newspapers last forever. I'll regret this forever.
Right. Right. I will feel the opposite, if that's okay by you, and always be glad that you came to stay. But you're probably right. Yeah, you